Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. I'm here with Dr. Tae Kim, Assistant Professor of Surgery and Minimally Invasive Surgeon. Good morning, Dr. Kim.
Good morning.
And with Marcia Dillon, who is one of Dr. Kim's patients. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
And listeners, this is going to be a different kind of a story for you this morning. I think you're going to find it absolutely fascinating. Marcia was one of Dr. Kim's patients for bariatric surgery, weight loss surgery. Marcia, you look fantastic. So let's go back a couple of years and start on your journey and then talk about it with you and Dr. Kim so people really get an understanding of how it's changed your life.
I began pursuing the gastric bypass in September of 07.
2 years ago.
And I've had a lot of people around me. My brother had the surgery, and some coworkers and some friends of mine also had the surgery done. And I saw their success. And I originally I was just going to do the lap band because I didn't want all the side effects.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Let's back up. Let's talk about you were overweight.
I was overweight.
And you were morbidly obese.
Yes.
Do you want to give us a number?
My highest weight was 310 pounds.
310. And so you had to have been very uncomfortable as well.
Very uncomfortable.
And it has to have been affecting your health in many ways.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
So I was insulin dependent, diabetic.
You
wore a pump. And I also had high cholesterol.
Wow. So you really were at risk.
Yes.
And you started thinking about having gastric bypass surgery. Now, you must have had a pretty good idea of what was involved if you had so many people around you.
Yes.
Who had taken advantage of it. But you went to Dr. Kim.
Yes.
Dr. Kim, when she arrived, was she a typical patient who came to see you in the early stages?
I would say so. Basically, when they come in, they already have filled out a questionnaire.
Yes.
So we kind of know what their dietary history is like, what other forms of treatment they've actually sought, whether or not it was with medical supervision for weight loss control. So we have some information already baseline. At that time in 2007, I'm not sure if we did these. Now we have these group meetings on Tuesdays where we have 50 to 100 people show up. But I think at that time it might have been just a smaller group.
Smaller groups.
So it was a little more intimate in that setting. But I would say Ms. Dillon was our typical patient. She was enthusiastic but aware of the risks and kind of aware of her medical conditions and what kind of issues would arise if she kind of let those things keep going.
So she was a good candidate. And if I understand correctly, and Marcia, I know you can speak to this, having gastric bypass or any kind of bariatric weight loss surgery is as much about your head as it is about your body.
Yes, it is.
Speak to us about that.
You have a lot of issues. Post-surgery, I became depressed.
You did?
Wondering, why did I do this? Questioning myself constantly, and I had my support, and then I began to lose all the weight, and I still was depressed, and I couldn't figure out why. And I ended up buying the book Weight Loss Surgery for Dummies.
Uh-huh.
And even though I was going to support groups, and still, like Dr. Kim said, there were smaller groups back there.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, and now there are a lot more support groups out there.
Why would you need? You would think that you would have this surgery, which is a mechanical fix for overweight. Now you can't eat as much as you used to. So why are the support groups and all of the and the depression and so forth? It's psychological. What is it about the psychology?
It is.
I mean, food's an addiction, right?
It is definitely an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I had an addiction to food, and going to support groups is it's a saver to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm really down and I feel like I'm falling back into old habits, I'm right into a support group
because
I need that pick me back up.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kim, do you find that this is true with all of your patients?
I wouldn't say all, but her story is not unique. I would say actually when people have surgery, especially the gastric bypass, for the first couple of days after surgery, I think almost majority of them actually feel like, why did I do this?
So that's not unusual.
That's not unusual. Actually, if we probably questionnaired everybody, we would probably get the majority saying that there were, some people like might cry the first day post-op. like when we first started this program, we were kind of surprised, you know, like why they would be, because right before the surgery, they're very excited and happy. And like the day or two after surgery, they seem depressed. But what we found was if you actually, you might even talk to them a week or two later and they might be still depressed, and it might be exacerbated by the fact that a certain percentage of people will have some dysphagia where they're having hard times swallowing or having some other
some outcomes from the surgery.
Right. But if you actually talk to the same people 6 months down the line or 9 months down the line, their whole attitude has changed.
Well, so much has happened in the intervening space of time. I mean, that's when you really have started to lose some weight. And Marcia, what was your experience? You lost a lot of weight.
I lost a lot of weight.
You want to, again, you want to give numbers? Because I think it's very compelling.
A total for my highest weight is 177 pounds.
That's an amazing number. And how long did that take you?
Like January of 09, I had hit my goal weight.
You had.
And then I lost about another 10 pounds. And now I try to keep, a 5 pound range.
So it took you 8 to 10 months to lose the body weight.
Yes.
But what happened in the interim? I mean, first of all, I can imagine people might not have recognized you.
No. No. As I was losing weight, I would have a lot of questions. Are you sick? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. What happened?
And did you tell people that you'd had the surgery?
I'm very open to it.
You are.
I'm very, because.
Why not?
It's a success. Uh-huh. It's a tool that was given to me that now I can work it and maintain it. And
you have to learn to be comfortable in a whole different body.
Yes.
And it's got to play some games with your head, too.
Yes.
And that goes into the psychology part of it, too.
Yes.
Dr. Kim, do you find that everybody is successful in losing the weight?
No, we actually, when we talk to patients, we tell them on average people will lose about 70% of their excess weight.
Okay. But that's not all their excess weight, is it?
What was that?
You said 70% of their excess weight.
Yeah, which means that, let's say, hypothetically, based on your height and your body frame, your ideal body weight is 150 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weigh 300 pounds, your excess weight is 150 pounds.
Right.
So if you have surgery, on average, for the bypass, you lose about 70% of that during the first year. But just like anything in a bell curve, you'll have people that, like Ms. Dillon, who will be much closer to losing a majority of her excess weight. At the same time, you'll have people on the other side that will lose only about 30 to 50% of their excess weight.
So much of it is under the control of the patient, him or herself, as I understand. And I have to think that it's not like, I think that people think of this gastric bypass surgery as a silver bullet. I'm going to go have the surgery, and then all my extra weight is going away, and life will be perfect the way I want it to be. Is that what you found, Marcia?
No.
No.
Life is not perfect after you have gastric bypass.
And a lot of that is, again, it's your own attitude toward what's going on, right?
Yes.
Which is the psychology of it. Dr. Kim, do people regain the weight?
If you follow them out 10, 15 years, they will regain about 10, 15% of their weight back.
Those are the really committed patients.
In terms of long-term follow-up, we have long-term follow-up for the gastric bypass to about 25, 30 years.
And you do?
Not us per se, but these surgeries have been going on for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you follow these patients out, on average, they'll still be down 50% of their excess weight.
They will. Mm-hmm. There's research out there that shows that weight loss surgery and these large weight losses really do benefit from a health perspective. Now, Marcia, you said that you were insulin dependent.
Yes.
You had high cholesterol. Has that changed for you?
Yes. I'm no longer insulin dependent. And
you're not.
After my first 3 months, my cholesterol was down to normal.
Into normal ranges?
Yes.
That's an incredible report. And do you find that you feel healthier?
I feel much healthier. I do activities now that I would have never imagined doing at my heaviest. I have three young boys. And
you keep up with them?
I keep up with them now.
You do. And what about the depression?
The depression is gone. I feel really good.
It sounds to me like it just took you some time to work into your new reality.
Yes.
And Dr. Kim, is that a normal reaction?
Yes, I think part of also the reason Marcia kind of explained the importance of the support groups is you actually have a lot of people going through the same emotions and feeling depressed the first couple of days or even weeks after surgery is actually pretty normal. I would say I wouldn't say the majority have it, but certainly there's a lot of people that exhibit it, and we're not too worried at that point. And
do you find then that once they have taken a couple of months since the surgery, that their health outcomes improve like Marcia's did, where you have people who were diabetic?
Yes. I mean, we know just from multiple studies that people who have this type of surgery after the weight loss, for let's say for the bypass, about 70-80% of people who have diabetes will have resolution of that.
Wow.
And 70% with high blood pressure. So we know that the surgery will help people in terms of their multiple disease processes.
Well, we do know that there will be a lot of people who are listening this morning who have far more interest in gastric bypass. They have a sense of the reality of it. We are going to put some links from our HealthLink On Air website so people can get in touch with you, Dr. Kim. And Marcia, we thank you so much for coming by and sharing your story this morning. I know it's probably not an easy story to share so publicly, but you've done a lot of people a big favor this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dr. Kim.
Well, thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back shortly. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.